cast of Lost are still mourning the loss of Dominic Monaghan, who played Charlie, his character drowned at the end of the last series. They're all in the UK promoting the TV show at the moment, so who is next to kick the bucket? Well, obviously, in the spirit of Lost, they don't know, and if they did, they probably couldn't tell us. But Terry O'Quinn, who plays Locke, and Henry Ian Cusack, who plays Desmond, says they don't even care if it's them.
I don't see the method to who comes and who goes. I mean, they obviously have to take somebody from the initial main cast now and then just to keep the threat alive, just to be taken seriously. Well, we'll sure miss Dom, though. As long as it's interesting and exciting and not care if he lives or dies, I just want good scenes to play.
Me too. I haven't really thought about him going, because I'm hoping that he'll be there to the end. But if he does go, that's the nature, you know.
You're always going to leave the show stronger than you came
in. Absolutely.
Radio 1. Did you just give away the end of Lost there?
No, it was over weeks ago.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, well, some people haven't watched it, George.
Oh, God, it's over weeks ago. Get over it. It's only a TV show. Charlie dies. But he might not.
Oh,
he might be
God.
Back.
Oh, dear.
No, it's a Harry Potter gate all over
again. If you
again.
Haven't watched it already, you're obviously not a massive fan, because it did finish about 3 or 4 weeks ago.
All right, some people waiting for the DVD.
Oops.
Radio 1.
It's quite... nice is the wrong word, but it makes a change, doesn't it, for the horrible text to come in about somebody else, as opposed to me or you.
Thanks a lot, Scott. I was waiting for the DVD of Lost. Chris in London. Don't blame me.
I'm really angry about that stupid woman giving away Lost.
Thanks for the ending of Lost. Not worth me watching it now, is it? Idiots. Me, from Leeds.
George, you're such a selfish cow. I've been waiting for the Lost DVD, as we don't have Sky.
I got every box set of Lost for my birthday last week. I plan to watch it after all my exams. Might as well not bother now. Thanks, lol.
There are a lot of texts.
Well, yeah, some people are saying that some people got a bit kind of lost with Lost when Virgin Media switched it off.
Exactly.
And... some people don't have Skies, they didn't.
Martin wants to know, is there any programme that George is watching at the moment so I can find out the ending of that and text it in?
Sadly, her favourite was The Vicar of Dibley, but she's seen all of them. She even knows the jokes at the end with Alice and everything, so you're not really onto anything there, I'm afraid. Radio 1. Now, if you like any TV shows and you've been watching them for a while, please beware, because somebody might... about to be on the air that's probably going to ruin the end of them. So if you like any TV shows, just turn the radio down now. Radio 1. Hi, George.
I can't even talk about that. You have to talk to my lawyer now, because I'm in trouble.
I know, it all went off yesterday.
It really did. And we're going to be talking to our reporter who's down at the premiere of the Die Hard 4 film in just a moment. First, though... Radio
1. In last night's entertainment news, Georgina Bowman unwittingly ruined the lives of listeners all over the UK. She revealed which character dies at the end of Lost Season 3, causing tears, anger, frustration and frantic texting, despite the fact it is a TV programme that was actually broadcast weeks ago. So for all those waiting for the DVD or who Sky Plus'd it, we would like to apologise for any distress caused by Georgina. We're very sorry.
Radio 1.
Yay, I'm off the hook. It's been 12 years now.
No, it doesn't get you off the hook.
It so does, and apologies, all you need to do.
I thought you were going to say that Charlie did it.
No.
Died.
No, of course not. It's silly.
Okay, good.
Honestly.
Right, good.
No one dies.